In September 1939, the German Reich and Soviet Union invaded Poland, launching World War II. The invasion led to staggering loss of life. Throughout the war, nearly 6 million Polish citizens, 3 million of them Jews, perished. In occupied Poland, the Germans introduced capital punishment for every form of assistance to the Jewish population. Stanisława and her daughter Halina Kamińska of Sosnowica in the Lublin region hid a man of Jewish origin whose name is unknown. All three were murdered by the Germans. Soon after taking over Sosnowica in early October 1939, the Germans murdered 30 Jews. In January 1941, the Germans resettled some Jews from Mława and in March a large group from Lublin. In the summer of 1941, the German occupiers set up a camp for Soviet prisoners of war near the settlement. After several of them escaped, the local Jews were accused of helping to organize the escape and hiding the prisoners. As a result, the Germans shot 7 Jews. In April 1942, the occupiers took away all Jewish children from Sosnowica and transported them to an unknown destination. In November 1942, all Jews from the town were transferred to ghetto in Włodawa. From there, they were deported to the German extermination camps in Treblinka and Sobibór, together with the last remaining Jews from Włodawa. Before the deportation date, a large group of young people fled to the surrounding forests. Some of them managed to survive until the end of the war. Stanisława Kamińska was born in Radostów on 22nd April 1891, and her daughter Halina was born in Chorodło in 1926. Unfortunately, the identity of the third victim was unknown. All we know is that he was of Jewish origin. He was probably a long-term acquaintance of the Kamiński family. During the occupation, he lived in the forest near the settlement of Karolin and was fed by the Kamiński family in exchange for working on the farm. About 2 weeks before being murdered, Stanisława Kamińska sheltered him in her house, probably because the temperature had dropped due to coming of the fall. One of the inhabitants of Sosnowica found out about the murder and reported it to the Germans. The exact date of execution of the three victims is unknown. The witnesses who gave evidence mentioned different dates, whereas the official certificates indicate the death date as 18 December 1942. As recalled by witnesses interrogated by the Committee for the Investigation of Nazi War Crimes, a place where the bodies were buried was designated by the village head, probably Tadeusz Pogonowski. The square next to the mill and the nearby park were frequently used as a place of execution. Edward Abaszow and Benedict Zając were ordered to dig a pit for the bodies next to the mill belonging to Stanisław Topolski. The victims were brought there by 2 or 3 Germans. In the witness accounts concerning many crimes, there is a recurring reference to the policemen from Lasek. They presumably shot the younger Halina Kamińska first, then Stanisław, and finally the man of Jewish origin whom the woman had been hiding. Józef Dawidek was staying at the mill at the time, and he testified many years later. "I didn't look out to see the execution because Halina Kamińska was my school friend, and I simply couldn't bear to watch her die." Historians estimate that during World War II, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers.